This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Where am I willing to shortchange one part of the roster for the other? Because I just think that that's the way it works when you're at a championship level. You have a lot of expenses. You don't have like an endless amount of cap space. I don't think the Chiefs are in cap hell or anything. I think they're in about the normal cap space most NFL teams are as it sits right now. And I thought the area I decided on was a secondary. If they get worse at corner or they get worse at safety, so be it. I'm willing to weaken the defensive structure in order to have something that allows Patrick Mahomes to stand upright. Because it has been at least two straight years of offensive line questions. I would argue the entire time Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback of the Chiefs, we've gone into a season asking the questions about whether or not he had enough pieces in order to protect himself and stand upright the entire time. The secondary seems like the easiest place to rob. All young. You go Chamari Connor, and you take every, and Hicks, and you take every little guy you've drafted and are paying nothing to, because you're not paying McDuffie yet, and you just package all those guys together, and you let the Reeds of the world go, you don't bring a veteran corner, you go back to the draft, and you make it as cheap as possible, and you force them to grow over the course of a 17-game season next year. Because if I'm robbing a part of the field, that's where I'm robbing.
So corner's going to be corner. I mean, Jalen Watson and Trent McDuffie aren't going anywhere. So that's not changing. I think you hit on an area that I think is just going to happen anyway because they've already been drafting and preparing. And this aspect, whether it was going to be because of an offensive line failure in the Super Bowl again, that is, they've been drafting over Justin Reed, in my opinion, the last couple of years. You know, and Justin Reed's been a really good player for this team, and I'd be interested in bringing him back, but because of what we were discussing here, which is you've got other areas that are more important, I think he'll be a cap casualty, and he'll go on and I think play well for another team next year. I would be almost surprised if he's back. If he's back, it means some other areas did not get accomplished, in my opinion. But they drafted Connor. They've drafted Jaden Hicks. You draft those guys, not that they didn't contribute at all this year, but you draft hopefully to replace Justin Reed, so you're not paying him. It's not the same scenario as when they let Tyron go, because they let Tyron go and then they still went out and paid a safety anyway.
They did.
Just
a younger safety.
Yeah. A younger by a couple years. I would be surprised, and Justin Reed's not even 30 yet, I would be surprised if they let Justin Reed go and then they paid another younger safety again. I think they have those guys already. You drafted Hicks. Specifically, I'm talking about Hicks, because Chamari Connor, I think we've seen at this
he's
point
okay.
in time.
He obviously can play snaps.
I think he's still kind of not a spot starter, but he's still more of a role player in the secondary than I could see Jaden Hicks being like the dude at some point very soon, maybe this year. So I'm with you on secondary, but it's not even the corners, because the corners to me are the corners. Like Watson and McDuffie aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm saying I wouldn't spend line, any money I don't think trying to can... improve that spot either.
Yeah.
I'm spending on the offensive line. I'll take my chances there.
Yeah, I think they'll just draft corner at some point in the draft. The linebacker position is the one area where I would point to as well, and that's whether or not they bring back Nick Bolton or not. I tend to lean towards they won't, even though we know that's Spags' guy, man.
Loves him.
Tranquil will be back. Chanel's back. Could that be an area where they say, we're not going to pay Bolton, we're just going to draft another guy? And that would be an area where, based off of positional priority and value, you could see the linebacker being a spot. Remember, other than going out and signing Drew Tranquil, which was at the time a one-year flyer. He just ended up being great for them. Otherwise, they've drafted that position. The very, very beginning of this run, yes, Anthony Hitchens in that contract. But since then, Willie Gay, Nick Bolton, Chanel, like they've been willing to just build through the draft in large part in that, at that position.
Yeah, and so it's already been kind of cheap, and they do already have some money tied up in Tranquil that isn't going away, although it's not a ton of money or anything. They're not like paying him loads and loads and loads. And I know you and I have gone back and forth on that player because the obvious things, which is I don't love spending high draft picks on what I deem are less valuable positions like linebacker. But if you're telling me to spend $0, they got to spend a second round pick in order to get it done. Okay, I'll listen. The defensive line is the other place where you're going to have a choice to do it. I would advise against it.
You can't have a bad secondary and a
Right? You bring in people to help the secondary, and you're going to risk the pass rush, and you're going to hand the keys over to Felix Anudike Uzama, and you're going to draft another guy in the first round, and you're going to strengthen yourself that way, right? That's the cheap way of doing defensive line. You're not going to pay Charles Omenihu. You're going to hand the keys over to FAU, and then you're going to draft another guy in the line in order to give yourself the depth there. And you're going to let Turk Wharton and you're going to let the guys who are free agent who you haven't paid already go, and you're going to try to find your other diamond in the rough outside of the organization. It's just, it is way harder to get it right in that. The beautiful part is I could make an argument that the other position in this, and it's already two-thirds of the way done, is wide receiver. What if you spent an entire offseason and didn't give any of these vet deals anymore? No 1 for 10 for Hollywood. No 1 for 12. No 2 for 20. You just let all that go, and it's Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, and you do it that way instead. Yeah, and you draft another guy, and it's just like whoever, you know, like you pick up the pieces in other areas. And let's just assume in this case Travis Kelce's back, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, man. Do you really need to spend another dime at wide receiver? It kind of depends on if Rashee Rice is suspended for 8 games or 4.
Yeah, I don't like that. I could hear you on the secondary stuff, not really on board on the wide receiver stuff. I think if anything, like we just saw, it's time to go ahead and bulk up this offense again, not just on the offensive line for obvious reasons, but I think go out. I'm not saying to go spend $30 million a year on T. Higgins. I'm saying, though, that the Hollywood Brown type of deal, that maybe you can bring him back. I'd very much be interested in somebody in that regard, financially, too. You know, I'm not sitting here saying bring back D-Hop and Juju. No. I would like other bodies, but I don't think you go cheap at wide receiver, especially because if Rice is suspended and then the court stuff gets settled this offseason and he's out for 6 weeks, it sounds great. Oh, I'll just have Worthy and the guy they draft and Travis Kelce. Well, you're just asking for the offense to be frustrating again. I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
this is where I go, like, you know, the explosive running back. I don't want them to spend money on it. I want them to use a draft resource, draft pick on that area.
Now, I have 6 picks.
There's a balance. Right, I think that's correct. Yeah, I think
the chance for
give
7
up
to get a comp.
2 in the third at the moment.
They have four in the top 100. But yeah, only 6 total.
At top 3.
I think
pick.
It depends on what you do. The wide receiver thing is interesting. It depends on what you, because I don't think you would consider wide receiver a need. You don't need to draft a wide receiver. I think it, you know, it'd be nice. But in terms of the need, it falls down in the depth chart a little bit lower. You guys mentioned Veach has always done a good job of drafting a class or two ahead of the need. Like Jaden Hicks drafted ahead of Justin Reed. He's not waiting to draft a safety until now. He's not waiting to draft guys or bring in guys to replace positions. It does feel like defensive line, not that Chris Jones is going to be gone, but getting a good, if they're at 31 and let's say they go and they trade for a left tackle, defensive line is probably where they go in the first round. Not to say if they like the position enough,
that's almost always a chance.
If there's a guy there, just because one, to strengthen the position or the group, as you said, Cody, but also looking ahead is what it seems like has been a theme with Brett Veach and defensively in particular. We're going to get ahead of the need to go and get a defensive lineman where we're going to try to get Chris Jones' replacement or a guy that can be alongside of him at least and learn from him now before he retires or before he leaves in 2 or 3 years, whenever the contract is up.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.